I'm going to read from the book of Job this morning, Job chapter 9. You have a Bible, Job chapter 9. And I'm going to break in at verse 2, Job chapter 9. If you're in a posh church, they'll call it Job. Call it Job this morning. Yeah? In verse 2, Job asks the question, how should a man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him, one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered. He removes the mountains that they do not know when he overturns them in his anger. He shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble. Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. If I say I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness, I will comfort myself. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands ever so clean, yet thou plunge me into the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Then he says these words in verse 33. Neither is there any days man. I don't know what one you're reading. Is that mediator up there instead of days man? He says, neither is there any days man betwixt us that might lay his hand on both of us. May the Lord bless the public reading of us. I'm sure you've heard of the name Socrates. He was the greatest mind, some people say, that ever lived. And Socrates said this, he could understand the Father of gods wanting to forgive people their sins. But what he couldn't figure out was how. How could this be done? And we find here Job, who's asking the same question, how can a sinful person be accepted into the presence of God? The great spiritual dilemma. In Job 14, he said, who can make a clean thing out of an unclean one? In Job 25, he says, how can he be clean that is born of a woman? In other words, we are all born in sin. How can a holy God justify a sinner? That is the dilemma that has come down the ages. And Job is seeking an answer. And God wants you this morning to know two things that Job knew. And the first thing we have to realize is a negative truth. In verse 3, Job says, there's no argument I can put before God to earn my salvation. There is no self-defense I can make to God for my sin. It's an argument, he said in verse 4, you can't win. You can't win against God. You can't out-talk God. In verse 27, he says, what I'll do, I'll cheer myself up. I'll put on a cheery smile and I'll say I'm not as bad as others. And I'll feel good. He said, that won't work. And what he's saying here is, there's no self-cleansing. If I wash myself and scrub myself, I'll still be a sinner. There is no argument. And this man, Job, is sitting in an ash heap, covered in sore. He feels abandoned. He's suffering. He's a man in contention with God. He wants to know the answer to one question. How can I be reconciled to God? And there was only one hope in his day. And that is if he had a days man. I don't know. I'm looking all around you. This is the trouble when you're back to you. You don't know what you've got up there. He says, neither is there any days man to stand between me and God. Let me explain that to you. In those days when two people were irreconcilable, they brought in the goel, the days man. And that word comes from the word to judge. And he would stand between the two who were irreconcilable and literally lay hands on them to form a bridge to bring them together. He stood as a bridge between them. And what Job is saying, there's no days, man, to stand between me and God. Why not? Well, let me explain it to you. In those days, a days man had to be equal to both parties. Let me explain that a wee bit. Let's say you had two peasants who were irreconcilable. Then another peasant could stand between them and act as a daysman. But let's say you had a lord and a peasant. Then you would have to have at least a lord stand between them. Get that? Now, if you had a king and a lord, you would have to have a king stand between them. But here's the problem. How do you find someone to stand between you and God? You'd have to be equal to God. That's what Job knew. There was no one on this earth who could stand between me and God and be equal to the living God. And that's why he cried out, there is no days man. The Lord in Isaiah 42 says, to whom will you compare me and make me unequal? He knew that there is no days man, no bridge could stand between him and God. He's not a man like me, he says. If he was a man like me, I could find most people to stand between me and God, but there is no equal to stand between me and God. Who can stand in the gap between a sinful man and a holy God and touch both? And the fact the Lord wants us all to know tonight, there is no human days man. Nothing can stand between you and God as an equal. And the great danger is we build our own days men. We build our own bridge to God. It might be a religious system. It might be morality. In a way that seems right, but the Bible tells us ends in destruction. Psalm 49 says, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, for the redemption of his soul is precious. And that's the bad news. There is no days man. Unless you grasp that, there is nothing, not a religious system, not a person can stand between you and God and be equal to God. And God wants you to know that. But then again, in Job 19, this man who admits there's no days man, nobody, I can't find anybody, even the very best on this earth could never stand between me and God and form a bridge. And in that very depths of that knowledge, in Job 19, he cries out, I know that my Redeemer lives. He looks around us all this earth, there is no one. God's not a man like me. I know that my Redeemer lives, a kinsman Redeemer. And a Redeemer did three things, not just one thing. Christianity, we always preach a Redeemer does one thing. A Redeemer could do three things. He would remove you from slavery, pay the price to get you out of slavery. He would restore an inheritance, and he also avenged the death. And he knew there was one who could stand between him and God. There was one who could stand in the gap and form a bridge and reconcile him to God. But who? He knew it. Who qualifies as a daysman to stand between you and God? Philippians 2:6 puts it in a nutshell. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He took the form of a man. God manifest in flesh. Jesus Christ is our days man, the only person who could stand in the gap as a Redeemer. As a man, he was prepared to die and pay the redemption price, that sinless blood of Christ. The Bible says that the life is in the blood. And there's no other price acceptable. 1 Peter says we're not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ. To destroy the works of the devil, to restore your inheritance, to take away your sin and deliver us from bondage, he took the form of flesh. And he alone, only the Lord Jesus Christ, fulfills uniquely all the requirements to lay hands on God and you and form a bridge. The bridge. He's described in Scripture as the monogenes, the only begotten Son. And Job says, I know he lives. At the very heart of Job's confession, he lives. Job knew this even in adverse circumstances. Now, I want to ask you something. How did he know? Did he read it in a book? Did he hear someone telling it? Was it by reason? Was it by education? Friends, I want to tell you something. The only way you would know anything of God, if he reveals it to you, it's God reveals it to you. This man knew something. He had this spiritual conviction, and it was God revealing it to him. And the truth is, I would like to put before you this morning, and this is what Job learned. There is only one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. Now, sadly, there is one person on this planet today who calls himself the Pontifex Maximus. Now, in Latin, that means a supreme bridge. Pontiff is a bridge. Maximus, the greatest, the supreme bridge. The Pope takes that title, I am the supreme bridge, the one that stands between man and God. That's sad. Job said there is no daysman. Remember, to stand between man and God, you had to be equal to God. Friends, the Pontifex Maximus is not the Pope, but it is the Lord Jesus Christ, the supreme bridge. And Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is one Redeemer, one daysman, the Lord Jesus Christ. That person that stands between you and God, according to the rules of daysmanship, would have to be equal to both. And Job knew this. And what did he say? He said, I shall see him. He's a real person. He's not just a figment of my imagination. I know. And in the first resurrection unto life, he will see him. He will be resurrected from among the dead. You know, when the word resurrection is used of Christians, it's three words to describe the resurrection for Christians. There's the word anastasis, which means to stand up, and there's the word nekron, meaning dead. But in between, there's a little prefix, ex, and it reads literally, stand up from among the dead. And the Christian, the word resurrection, which always applies to Christians, is ex anastasis. Job knew he would see him as he is. And for you and I who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a resurrection out from among the dead. And many, 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 many will be left in a state of death. That is a general resurrection. There's no such thing as oblivion, which many tried to preach. He said, I shall see him. He knew something. He would see him as Lord and Savior and not as a judge. He would see him as a Savior, not a stranger. He would not see him in wrath. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him. Job knew that. My Redeemer lives and I shall see him. He knew there would be a resurrection out from among the dead. And he would be in a body. I will see him in my flesh, in that glorified state unique to the Christians. The Bible says we shall all be changed. We shall all be glorified. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, he hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. I just want to get this over to you. Job was in a dilemma. How can a person be just justified by God. What was needed was a day's man or a mediator to stand between man and God. And Job knew this. There was no person, no action, no system, no organization could ever stand between you and God and act as day's man. That's a fundamental fact. There is no other approach to God. And what we have to beware of is substitutes, religion, good works. And Job said, I know that my daysman lives, and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that in a body he would see him. It is God who will initiate the first resurrection from among the dead. There's another word for resurrection. Now, this is a Christian word for resurrection. It's a word, a term that's always used of Christians. It's anastasis, that's to stand up, ex out of dead, necron. And you can search the Bible, and every time it speaks of the resurrection of the saints, it's anastasis, ex necron, arising up out from among the dead. There's another word for resurrection. It's anastasis, necron, without the wee X in the middle. That just simply means the resurrection of dead ones. And that term is always used of unbelievers. That is the resurrection unto damnation. And I thank God this morning, like Job, God wants you to know something. There is nothing. No person, no system, no organization can stand between you and Almighty God. And heal you both, reconcile you. The Bible makes it clear there is only one equal to God, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I've been to several Roman Catholic funerals, and I've been asked to, they don't allow you to give a word, but you can give a wee thing or two about the person. And I don't know if you've ever been to one, but usually a chap will stand there, not the priest, a chap will be standing there, and he will say these words, and I listen for them every time I go. Let's say the person who died will say, "Wee Willie," let's say that, and this person will say these words, "The guarantee of his salvation is his baptism. A man baptized him, and that is the guarantee of his salvation. My guarantee is Christ, who stands between me and Almighty God. He is my Pontifex Maximus, the supreme bridge, my daysman, my redeemer." Oh, thank God for these truths. If any man keeps my sayings, the word of the Lord says, he shall not see death. And I thank God this morning, I know that my Redeemer lives. And I trust, and I hope everyone here this morning knows that. And I want you to remember this. You will either be part of the anastasis ex necron, raised out from among the dead, or you will be part of the anastasis necron, the resurrection of dead ones. I don't want to be part of that. I hope you don't want to be part of it. I want to be part of the resurrection through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Job said this morning, just to tell a quick message, he knew something, and you've got to get this over to people. There is no system or organization or person that could stand between you and God. But the Bible tells us there's one, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who took the form of a God and form in the flesh, who could stand between you and Almighty God. Could the great Socrates, for all his brilliant mind, couldn't figure that out? This morning you know the answer, which Socrates didn't know. There is one. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the one who could stand between us and effect our salvation. for in him there was no sin. He knew no sin. And Lord, we thank you this morning. And I know these Greek terms can be confusing, but Lord, we thank you this morning for all of us who have put our trust in you. We shall see him. It will be anastasis ek nekron for the believers. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for that, that we have a daysman, and our bridge is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.